10 months after the Gaza war erupted, airstrikes, artillery shells, along with severe shortages of medicine, food, and clean water, have brought one of the world's most densely populated places to its knees, including parents who have lost their children due to Israeli airstrikes. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
A displaced Gazan father left his newborn twins with his wife to collect their birth certificates, only to find out that while he was gone, they were all killed in an Israeli airstrike. Mohammed Abu Al-Kamsan's baby boy and girl, Asa and Aisel, were born on Saturday, and they were killed on Tuesday, along with their mother and grandmother. They were sheltering in an apartment after fleeing northern Gaza.
I went to get the birth certificates for the children. I hadn't yet celebrated them.
He and others carried the twins, who were wrapped in white shrouds. It's a common sight in Gaza, where Israel's land and air campaign has put hundreds of thousands of people regularly on the move in search of shelter.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. For more than a week, Ukrainian troops have pushed into the Kursk region of Russia, just north of their border, in the most extensive incursion by Kyiv's forces in the 2.5-year-old war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Talks aimed at ending Sudan's shattering 16th-month-old civil war began on Wednesday.